as often as people think it is. So.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to play a little game to test these. Well, test is the wrong word here. To experiment with these leadership ideas here. Rima and I have, well, first of all, it's America's favorite game.
It is America's favorite game. Woo!
And we're calling it Leader of the Pack. And also, if anyone else knows that song, like from the 50s.
Okay, but no. One of our suggestions for the game title was also Leader O Scenario.
Leader O Scenario.
That's great. We love America's favorite game. Leader O Scenario. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, you know what? Leader of the Pack.
Yeah, Leader O Scenario.
There you go.
Where Reem and I have each come up with a scenario, and we're going to ask Ryan like what he thinks he would do leadership-wise in that scenario. Reem, you want to start?
Sure. Okay, so my scenario is that you are a business owner or I guess like the leader of a team, but your specialty is in business, but you're leading a team of scientists who are working on a project or maybe creating something that you will be using in your business basically as like a source of income for you. But you know, these are the people who are working on your team to perfect the product, and the scientists whom you're leading are a little bit hesitant to listen to you because they think, you know, your expertise is in business and ours is in science. So you have no business, you know, being a part
business.
Yeah. You have no, it's not your place to be a part of like what we're working on.
Science.
So how do you think you would gain the respect of your team in that type of scenario?
To pull a trait of socially responsible leadership out to answer this question, I would say contributing to a larger community is kind of along those same lines. So creating that rhetoric that we are all contributing to a larger community, and if the scientists are working to create something and I'm invested in that getting created, then we're both, all of us are invested in the same thing. We all want the same outcome. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of taking the perspective of others, but also, you know, we're all aiming towards the same direction. So I think it's a matter of creating the rhetoric and saying, okay, this is kind of how we're going to look at mm-hmm. this situation, which can be tough, especially if the group is apprehensive to listen to you.
Right.
But I think you have to gain their trust. And I think you do that by saying, okay, this is how we're going to approach this. This is how I'm going to portray the goal. And this is hopefully that would kind of naturally lead them into realizing that we're all here for the same goal. And once you get to that point, I think that is no longer an issue.
Mm-hmm. It's when you build rapport.
Absolutely.
You're good. Yeah.
Very good. Scenario two. I don't know why I said
Leader O Scenario.
Leader O Scenario.
Numero dos.
Numero dos. You have been recently awarded a position of leadership in a group. And the awarding of that position of leadership was extremely competitive. And you won it over several other people who did not win it. And now you have to work with them and be their boss. How do you navigate those potentially tumultuous waters?
I think the first step is another trait of SRL is self-understanding and personal integrity. I think you have to come to grips with that. You have to be aware of the situation that you're in that scenario. And I think that you need to understand as yourself, okay, cool, I got this position. That's cool. I'm pumped about it. But also not being cocky about it, not gloating, not kind of reveling in the fact that you just got this position, and coming to that self-understanding that, okay, there are these people I'm now working with that didn't get it, who wanted it as bad as I wanted it. And so putting yourself in their shoes and feeling what they would feel is the first step. And then I think it's getting their ideas too. And I don't think anyone in that type, there wouldn't be a situation where those people were so blatantly unqualified that you just right. waltzed on into that position. So you have to kind of pick their brains and say, hey, what was your idea? What did you think would be a good idea? And using the best available options that everyone was willing to contribute, instead of just your own, making it a monarchy of sorts.
I mean, this would be a great suggestion for future presidents. Just saying, you have to consider the ideas of the other candidates mm-hmm. whom you ran against. And it's not like just because they lost, you know, the election that their ideas can't still be implemented. Well, yeah, in policy.
I think you see that all the time too. I think you see that in Obama giving Hillary Clinton the Secretary of State position. Mm-hmm. I think you see that.
That's true.
You see presidents elect or putting former candidates on their cabinets all the time. I think that's the same